MrSkin.com attracts more than 8 million users every month who come to experience the site's vast library of celebrity nudity material, more than 20,000 actress bios, 30,000 movie and TV show reviews, plus over 200,000 photos and videos. MrSkin.com is the web's number one go-to destination for Hollywood starlets at their hottest, and we have him on the phone. It's Mr. Skin, everybody. Hello.
Mr. Skin.
Hey, Megan Frank. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. It's always my favorite time of year when the Academy Awards happen. Now the Anatomy Awards. We have the results are in, according to you and all the guys who work there at Mr. Skin, right?
Yeah, you know, we launched the Anatomy Awards, but it sure takes a lot of time to do the work.
I'm sure.
You're tracking every movie and television show for the course of the year, and then we got to narrow it down to the best, and there's a lot of weird categories. One of the cool things about what we do is by going through all this stuff, we find strange, crazy, unusual, but also many times very hot nude scenes throughout the course of a year that there's no way you guys would have time to, you know, find this stuff or even know it exists. So we're able to put out in front of you some of the coolest nudity for the year, and that's what the Anatomy Awards
now,
is all
Mr.
about.
Skin, does it make it harder or easier for you that, like back in the old days when you started the website, it was probably, there wasn't a lot of full frontal, a lot of boobage and all that stuff, but
right,
now with all the cable shows, it's like everywhere.
Yeah, I shouldn't say made it harder, it's been fun, you know.
Okay.
When I started, it was movies, and then there was a little HBO, you know, the Sex and the City, maybe a little Sopranos, a couple shows here and there on Showtime, but now you got all the great shows on Showtime, Starz, Cinemax. Don't forget all the commercial cable with FX and TNT, even WGN America with nudity, and don't forget Netflix and Amazon with Orange is the New Black and Transparent. So way more places to see nudity. We're actually in the golden age of celebrity nudity right now, better than ever. But, yeah, it's more work. I could not have done this when I was me and one tech guy back in 1999.
Now, as I look at some of the categories, the Anatomy Awards, the categories, do they change every year or do you always have the same categories?
Well, you have some, you know, some standbys like best breast, best full frontal, best lesbian we always have every year. But it depends on the year. Like, one that I love is the best upskirt. And we have it, you have to have an upskirt. Some years you don't have it. But this year was especially cool because it happened at the Miss America pageant.
Wow.
When Chris Harrison was hosting the show on September 15th, and you know, he's on ABC looking in the camera, it's high definition national TV audience, and behind him is Megan Swanson, Miss Nebraska, and she's in a short skirt, kind of legs a little open, and she bends down to pick something up, and you can see right up her skirt for a front wedgie right on national television.
Who sits like that? Especially,
a girl from Nebraska.
I was going to say, I sit like that maybe, but not if I'm in the Miss America pageant. I think
right,
I would have
that. When the camera's right on the host who's talking right into the camera on national TV, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So that was a great find for us this year and an easy winner for best upskirt this year.
Let me guess another new category this year that you didn't have last year in the Anatomy Awards. Best butthole blur fail.
Yes, I love this. This could be the coolest award of the year maybe of all time because there's a show on VH1 called Dating Naked. Great show. They've done one season. And the premise is these couple, it's a reality show, and they're, you know, trying to see how it works out, but they do it nude. And there's someone at VH1 or the production company that's in charge of blurring out the junk during the filming of the show. So in one of the episodes, this Jesse Nizowitz is playing football with the guy, and they're playing tackle football. So she goes to tackle him. She's on her knees with her rear end to the camera, and the blur guy completely misses it.
I would be horrified.
Well,
oh, my God.
You also, maybe not so if you agreed to do Dating Naked.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Whoa.
Talking to Mr. Skin, covering the Anatomy Awards, one of my favorite categories, Nude Comer of the Year. I watched the show. I appreciate this one.
Yeah, you know, there's a show called Vikings on the History Channel, and I get a lot of people asking me about the beautiful women on the show. And what's funny is the History Channel U.S. is very skingy on the nudity. They cut a lot of it out. They're very cautious on what they show. But the History Channel Canada, all those same girls, they show the scenes as they were meant to be shown, which includes full nudity. And one of the girls, Gaia Weiss, has had some great nude scenes. She's in real life a French model. And a nudecomer for us is someone that we never knew of, but because she did nudity, we've become fans of. And the people at our website really voted her the best.
But her body's just perfect.
And see, and I had no idea that Vikings on the History Channel in Canada showed a bunch of nude scenes. Now that I know that, because you guys did the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could go to our site. You could watch it on here to enjoy the show and then come over to watch the actual the nudity you should see at MrSkin.com.
Now, I remember this one being mentioned before. We got the Best Breasts Award.
Yeah, this was easy.
She also won the Golden Globes, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, the best. Alexandra Daddario in True Detective. Listen, you don't see actresses with natural D-cup breasts in a great show and high-definition show this off. This was a special
treat. Those are perfection. It's perfection.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, Heidi, you know, this isn't a regular occurrence, and all hail Alexandra Daddario, an amazing nude scene in Best Breasts of 2000.
Truly, yeah.
Now, let me ask you, Skin, because of this scene and because they are so magnificent and True Detective, I mean, from season to season, it's going to be a different storyline, different actors and actresses. So has Alexandra Daddario done anything since this scene in True Detective?
Not nudity-wise, but I remember it was so cool when this came out. There was a big thing about how President Obama had asked for Game of Thrones and True Detective to be before they came out, if you could send him some screeners, because he's such a big fan of the show. And she tweeted out on her Twitter account that the president has seen my boobs. I thought that was so funny.
Oh, and what great boobs they are.
And if the president watched Under the Skin with Scarlett Johansson, she got best full frontal.
Listen, at least watch at the hour and 15-minute mark, because that was the important part of the movie. A very strange movie, Under the Skin. It was like an art house film, very little dialogue. Scarlett Johansson played an alien who preys on Scottish hitchhikers. And a year or so ago, if you would have asked me what actress that hasn't been nude do you most hope does a nude scene, I probably would have said to you guys Scarlett Johansson. And here she is, completely nude at the hour and 15-minute mark of this movie. And again, I don't know how many people saw this, but we thought it was the best full frontal scene of 2014.
Now, an hour 15 in, she's full frontal nude, but then how long does the scene last? Is this a frame?
It's a pretty long scene because she's just staring at herself. She's an alien. She like humanizes herself somehow, and she's looking at what she looks like. So the scene goes on pretty long. It's not like a quick flash. It's a really good scene.
Another scene or show that I like is Banshee and the hottest.
Yeah, I got to tell you a funny story about this. So we had the best self pleasure scene, Lily Simmons and Banshee, and love this show. Love the scene, but the guy, one of the director, Greg. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. Greg Yatnes yesterday tweeted, because we just put this up at the website, that he was so excited that Banshee won an Anatomy Award and that Lily Simmons was a winner. So I thought that was really cool.
True, that scene. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, this is typical of television now. In the old days, this would have been simulated, or you'd be kind of like, it would be, you wouldn't see much, but. And modern-day television, she's laying there naked on the bed. It's pretty hot. So,
You can see all these clips and all the results of the Anatomy Awards at MrSkin.com. Now, we were talking earlier about shows that are popular shows that you've never seen an episode of, like Parks and Recreation ended last night, entire series. And I've never seen one episode of Parks and Recreation, but we have this show here with Kerry Russell in The Americans. I've not seen one episode of The Americans, but she did win Best Butt.
Yeah, I think you'd like it. It's on FX, commercial cable, and she was on, when I started MrSkin.com, she was on Felicity, and it was starting to become a real popular show, and then she cut her hair, and her career kind of tanked for a while, but she's made a great comeback as a KGB spy on the show. And okay, imagine you come out of a commercial, and there's Kerry Russell laying on her stomach on a bed in an overhead shot.
With that little diamond that's under the booty.
Yeah, the diamond, the thigh gap, it's awesome, and yeah, it's a great butt shot. And she just did, a week or so ago, on The Americans, did it, what I think is an even better butt shot, but it's not eligible for this year's Anatomy Awards. We'll have to wait.
Next year.
Let's see. I think this is a new one, I'll guess. Best Pressed Mams.
Yeah, I was very excited. This is a perfect reason why it's important to have MrSkin.com in your life, because no way you guys would have known about the movie The Mighty Angel.
Never.
No, it's a Polish movie about an alcoholic writer, and he has to go into a treatment center. And this aired in the States a little bit, but we had to go through it that when it was released on DVD. So we're going through it, and we find this scene where Monica Derada is a nurse at the treatment center. This guy is so crazy, ends up hooking up with the nurse, and while he's having sex with her, her enormous natural breasts are pressed up against the glass there, and it's just a funny, nude scene. And
that is hilarious.
And by the way, those are real.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There's also Best Sideburger.
Yeah, that's Nicole Fox in Redlands. You know, Nicole won the 13th season of America's Next Top Model, so she's got some fame, and she's definitely hot, and I just thought this was such a fun scene, and you got to see it to believe it. And this is another example why high definition is so important for the Anatomy Awards. You could see things that you couldn't see maybe back when we were watching it just on videotape or just regular old DVD.
Yeah, before we get to the best lesbian scene.
Yeah, hurry up.
We can't not leave Mr. Skin without going over the lesbian scene for Heidi, but I do want to bring up probably another one. I'm just going to guess is a new category this year. Best bush while sucking toe.
Yes. Not only is this the first, this not have a lot of competition for 2014, I asked my guys to go back and find out if there was ever a time a girl was sucking her toe and showed nudity, and the answer was no in the history of film while wearing a robe, and it never happened. It's Sylvia Hoeks in The Best Offer, a movie you guys have no idea exists, but yeah, she hurt her toe, and she's wearing a robe with nothing else. When she goes to suck her own toe, she exposes herself, which is pretty crazy.
And you can see all of this at MrSkin.com. Like they said, the movies that you would never even see, never even know about. Mr. Skin goes through everything and looks for the hottest celebrity female scenes. You also have Mr. Man, too. I guess I got to bring that up for the ladies.
Yeah, we have the Manatomy Awards going on. Things are going so good over there that while we started the Unatomy Awards, the Manatomy Awards are going on at Mr. Man. So,
is there a Ben Affleck, Neil Patrick Harris?
Our place. So.
Did you cover Ben Affleck, Neil Patrick Harris in Gone Girl?
Ben Affleck won Best Debut Penis in a Mainstream Movie for Gone Girl.
So,
yeah. All right, let's wrap this up with the Best Lesbian Scene.
Yeah, this is something. Now, Heidi,
my Lord.
I mean, there was a lot of competition. Orange is the New Black had some good girl-girl moments, House of Cards, but the movie Jailbait, about a girl, Sarah Malcolm Lane, and who accidentally kills her drunken stepfather while he's making moves on her, and she's sent to a female juvie detention place. I got to say, it's just, go to Netflix and track this movie down.
Wait, it's juvie? Like, can I look at this picture or not?
Oh, yeah, no, they're, in real life, she's like 31 years old.
All right.
Like,
back to business.
But it is such a good, it's fun movie. It's just look up Jailbait with Sarah Malcolm.
Well, that's hot.
And, best lesbian scene of the year, her and Erin O'Brien in the clink, if you will.
There are many more Anatomy Awards that you have given out that people can go to MrSkin.com and check out for themselves and follow you at Mr. Skin. Thank you, man. Next time you're in L.A., you know you got to stop by.
Yeah, for sure. I always love to come in and see you guys, and it's having a lot of fun doing this. So.
All right, we're going to take quickly a traffic and come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people, on demand, webcast, behind the scenes, too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com, check it out.